is a combined hearing. It's an application for a zoning agreement amendment for 176 Watson Street under file ZAA 1 of 2008 to replace the existing zoning agreement with a new one. And in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter, this is a combined hearing and will also consider the conditional use application under file DCU 101568 of 2008 to permit the expansion of an automobile washing drive-through and self-surface use.
Is the applicant present?
Yeah.
Could you come to the front here, give us your name and address for the record? And we're dealing both with number 3 and 4 combined hearings.
There is a revised report in your packet.
Yeah, I have that here.
Okay. Names and addresses for the record.
Good evening. My name is Frieder Allinger from MMM Group, Suite 11193 Lombard. I'm also here with Ross Mitchell of the same address and representatives from the owners, Martin Newlands from Goche Ventures, which also owns Grasshopper Ventures, which Denny Goche is affiliated as well.
Okay.
We are representing the owner who owns and operates Blondie's Car Wash at 176 Watson Street.
Who owns it?
Gilbert Goche.
Gilbert Goche owns the place, okay.
The applications before you are to address two proposed additions to the operations on the site. The new outdoor wash bay is proposed at the north of the existing structure towards Kingsbury. The bay is designed to accommodate vehicles that cannot currently be accommodated on the site, such as trailers and boats. The bay will be operational during normal business hours and open as climate allows. All equipment will be housed inside except for one wash apparatus, which will be, of course, outside. The existing parking spaces on the site are desired to be used as small-scale sale of automobiles. We'll utilize...
Excuse me, what did you just say?
Small-scale sale of automobiles.
This isn't before me. They want to use it as a car lot. Well, selling vehicles on this lot.
What
the hell is this?
There's a zoning agreement on this property that restricts certain uses. And this zoning agreement goes back 25 years. And one of the uses that's restricted is auto sales. It would normally be permitted in a C3 zone, which is what they're going to be zoned. But it's not permitted under the zoning agreement. So they've asked for the zoning agreement to be repealed so that they can sell, I think, a maximum of six automobiles in the parking lot. And they've indicated that they've got lots of space on the parking lot, and they've indicated that in a discreet
No.
way.
No. This would be an outdoor car wash, which I thought was dumb, but okay. I live across the street. I washed my car there yesterday. My wife got me certificates for it for Christmas. I'm a good customer. I used the new laundromat. I didn't post, but no. The outdoor something is fine. I know there's a vote procedure and whatnot, but no. Not selling cars. That's crazy. This, you're turning it into junk.
Can I throw a few words or no?
You can do it. Of course you can.
Okay.
It's a hearing. It's a democratic process.
Name's Danny Goche. The reason I want my dealer play is not to sell cars, but to bring cars to clean cars. It helps me a lot to pick cars up. I'm not going to plan on selling probably one or two cars a year. And a dealer plate is good for me so I can use it, so I can put it on a vehicle. If I need to use a vehicle for business purposes, I swear to you I'm not buying, I don't need a dealer plate to sell cars. That's not what my goal is. I'm using the dealer plate to use it for business, so when I go to Woodhaven, Lexus, Toyota, across the city, and things like that, I can pick the cars up. But being sure,
detailed cars for resale, but owned by own business.
Okay, I just thought I'd throw that in because I'm not a car salesman. That's not what I'm aiming at.
Can I make a condition on this?
Yes.
Make a condition on that no cars will be displayed for sale on the premises?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So there'll be no car parked there with a for sale sign on it.
And Danny's agreeing to it.
Yeah.
I don't mind him getting his plate.
Yeah.
I am not having cars lined up there with for sale signs on them, or cars that are not licensed. If the dealer plate's hanging and it's going through and then it's going, I don't object to that. That's a good, honest business, but I'm not having a used car lot there. So, Mike, you better dream up. You got 38 seconds to dream up the condition, because I don't want to hold you up, but there are conditions in here that the wonderful painting on the side goes, and it's, I mean, the conditions, if you knew the 200 people who came out against Goche having the auto body shop next door, yeah, and I told them to stick it and allowed it to happen because it was a mice-infested field.
Yeah.
And then you wanted the changes here. And we approved the changes to the place. And now it's an outdoor bloody car wash. But
yeah,
I think it's silly, but it's not going to harm the community. So I don't object to that. But now I hear car wash. I never heard car wash in this. So there's no, or not car wash, used car lot. There's nothing I read in here that says anything about a used car lot.
One of the reasons for putting outdoor wash is because we're getting people asking for it.
We're not going to object to the outdoor wash. I thought it was silly having the laundromat part.
Mm.
I've used it.
Yeah, I know.
From the bedding in from the lake and did it all there. And the outdoor for our, these, you know, it's not going to bother anyone. It's fine. But I used car wash.
It's just what it, have you got something?
It hurt the value of all the properties.
I don't think we have a problem.
Let's see what the planner, has.
In the report, if you look at condition A, subsection 3, where it says that you should be restricted as follows. Auto, light truck, motorcycle sales and rental. No vehicle shall be on public display.
Hold it. Where are we here? Just repeat where it is. A13 or 1A3? The following shall be used to receive, shall be restricted as follows. Auto, light, truck, motorcycle sales and rental shall be limited to a maximum. No.
Scratch the last part and replace it with no vehicle shall be on public display.
Take out the shall be limited to a maximum of 6 vehicles on display at any one time and replace it with
no vehicle shall be on public display.
Public display. Okay,
that would allow you to have an approved use of auto, light truck, motorcycle sales, which allows you to get your dealership plate. But we're not going to let you put for sale signs on cars on that lot.
You don't want
license,
unlicensed vehicle.
No unlicensed vehicle.
You get a license.
Not for sale. No for sale sign on them. No, I don't want any car. This is not a car lot. So it says no vehicles shall be on, no, yes, it's all part of auto, light truck, motorcycle, sales and rentals are allowed, but no vehicles shall be on public display on this, on the site. Okay?
Okay, anything else?
Martin,
no problem.
Martin, would you like to address the signage issue?
Beautiful. The signage issue. I thought the mural looked pretty nice. You know? And
I live with it. I live across the street.
Yeah,
I look at it every day,
home.
You know that.
Then you would know we had a graffiti issue in the beginning. And when we painted the mural, the graffiti issue went away.
So
I don't
it
think it's unsightly. I really don't. Like, as far as signage goes, I don't think it's ugly. I think it's pretty nice. As opposed to putting up box signs, and which we're going to be allowed to do, according to you guys. But I think the mural looks better than the box signs.
But it's the size. You're using signage way beyond what's allowed in the bylaw. It's illegal what you have there now. It's all part of your signage. And you got half the size. You're allowed, what, 10% of the fascia of a building? And you've got like 50%.
25. Your zoning agreement says
10%.
Remember, you're...
Is that way? Is that
yeah,
way?
Is
it
a sign?
Yeah.
Really? So what's a mural considered, can I ask that?
So
what's art?
So
what's the technical term?
When Goche Ventures owned the St. Regis, the city of Winnipeg gave him a grant to put that mural on the side of the building. And he went on a war for it.
Yeah, and then he sold it. Darshan, come on. I didn't know these things.
I know you don't, but my point being, sir, is the mural looked nice and we went on a war for it. Doesn't that come under the same classification as the Wallies as far as murals go? I mean, there's murals painted all over the city there.
So I painted a mural, but don't have the words car wash in the middle of it.
Councilor Shaughnessy, there are three registrations here, and there's four of you. Some of you, someone did not fill it out.
Somebody didn't fill out a registration.
You didn't fill it for me? Oh, that's me.
Yeah, okay. So.
I'm sorry, do you want me to fill it out?
Are there any registrations?
No. Chris, there's
we don't have all night here. Chairman,
thank you.
Let's have an amended clause saying that signage shall be to the approval of the community committee. Let's deal with it separate.
It's in there already. It says 10% or
as approved
subject
by
to the approval of community committee. So that's
okay,
the
so we're leaving it open. And we'll
okay.
Rod, that's fine.
Get me drunk on Monday night. Right across the street from you. The pool.
Okay, what else, Councilor Shaughnessy?
Nothing.
That's it?
The one amendment, if our planner, who's one of the brilliant planners in the whole world, says that the signage could be in there otherwise as approved by community committee,
in there.
That's all you need. With the other change, that no vehicles should be on public display on the site.
No vehicles shall be on public display.
For sale on public display. I mean, there shall be vehicles, but not for sale vehicles.
No sign.
No for sale signs. No vehicles without license plates. That's part of the deal. That shows it's for sale.
Sure.
I don't want to crap that.
Now, the main thing was the dealer plates said we can go back and forth.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do that.
The right?
Okay.
Yeah,
you guys are happy right? Then? Or as happy as you're going to get?
Yeah, happy. The mural thing is the most. Yeah.
Well, we'll handle that.
Okay.
Move the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in
aye.
Favor?
Aye.
Country carried.
Move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Country carried.
The Winnipeg, the recommendation.